This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi considers northeastern states as the gateway of India's progress, and the Union Government is working to transform the vision of the Prime Minister into reality. This was stated by Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region and Communications, Jyotiraditya Scindia, who is on a two-day visit to Meghalaya and Assam. Talking to media persons at LGVI Airport in Guwahati today, Scindia informed that the centre has increased the budgetary allocation for the Doniyar Ministry from 24,000 crore to around 82,000 crores. He said that Northeast is the repository of our age-old culture, and the central government is focusing on infrastructure, connectivity, healthcare, education, startups, entrepreneurship and tourism development aligns with the vision of Viksit Bharat and Viksit Purvottar. In view of the severe road connectivity disruptions caused by recent floods and landslides, Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Thursday convened a high-level meeting attended by Chief Secretary Dharmendra and other senior officials to assess the overall damages and to strategize immediate restoration efforts across the state. Emphasizing the urgency of the situation, the Chief Minister underscored the importance of swiftly restoring road connectivity, particularly in the flood-affected districts. Early restoration of roads snapped due to floods and landslides is crucial to ensuring access to essential services and aid, he said. He allocated special funds for urgent restoration of a critical road link from Parsiparlo to Koloriang, including the bridge over the Kume River. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has sent his heartfelt congratulations to senior advocate of Guwahati High Court Inzaneel Chaudhary on his reappointment as the Advocate General of Arunachal Pradesh. Taking to his social media handle X, Khandu on Thursday wrote, "I am confident that under his continued leadership, our state's legal affairs will reach new heights of excellence and integrity." AMIA NGO jointly with DDSC Lohit conducted a training program for teachers of Tezu Township at Bambusa Library. The event aimed to sensitize the teachers and guide them to mold their students as eco-activists. 14 teachers from higher secondary and middle schools participated. Introducing the Wipro Earthian program, Betham Marai, sustainability educator, elaborated how Wipro Foundation has been championing environmental education among schools since 2011. Introducing the history of environment education in India, Lohit Youth Library Network coordinator S. Mundayur pointed to the pioneering work done by the Center for Environment Education, Ahmedabad, from early 80s. Amid debate over the Agnipath scheme, the Central Forces have announced that they will implement a 10% reservation for ex-Agniveers. The chiefs of Central Forces such as Border Security Force, Central Reserve Police Force, Central Industrial Security Force and Sashastra Seema Bal said that former Agniveers will get relaxation in age and there will also be no physical efficiency test for them. In a major drug bust, the Tawang police has arrested 10 persons, including 3 habitual peddlers, during multiple raids conducted across Tawang Township and seized 33 plastic vials containing suspected heroin weighing 48.4 grams worth about 1,20,000 rupees. Police also recovered 12 empty vials, 10 syringes, 9 mobile phones and some cash suspected to be sale proceeds from the arrestees. Official sources say that it is the largest ever seizure made by the district police till date. Chief Secretary Dharmendra has chaired the third state-level meeting of Narco Coordination Centre at the Civil Secretariat in Itanagar on Thursday and took stock of actions that are being taken to combat drug menace in Arunachal Pradesh. To effectively achieve the goal of Nasha Mukt Arunachal, the Chief Secretary said the meeting discussed strategies and measures to address the growing drug abuse crisis in the state. He added cooperation from the Narcotics Control Bureau was sought and establishment of a zonal office of NCB at Itanagar was discussed. India Met Department has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall spell over southwest peninsular part of country and over northeast and adjoining east region during the next 5 days. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.